This is episode number 336 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jesse Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Hey friends, it's Jessie. I am delighted to tell you that right now, from April 17th through the 25th, my signature pre-postnatal and pelvic health coaching certification is on sale for $500 off, and you're going to get access to a live bonus coaching week with me. So the Prenatal and Postnatal Fitness Specialist Academy is our longtime running certifications for fitness and health professional, current and or aspiring coaches to get certified to skillfully and profitably coach pre and postnatal clients to improve pelvic floor function, fitness and strength, and positive body image. It is set up to be an extremely comprehensive certification in both pregnant and postpartum populations. It is a course that will set you apart in your industry with this pregnancy, postpartum, and pelvic health understanding, education, and strategies that is unlike any other on the market. We are not only talking about strength training programming, cardiovascular programming, pregnancy and postpartum core, pelvic floor anatomy. We are covering all of that. And we're really focused on how do we work with these vulnerable populations without perpetuating unnecessary harm, injury, or disordered body image experiences. And I hope it goes without saying, if you're familiar with my work, these certifications are non-diet focused. You will not be learning about how to get your clients smaller bodies. We are stepping away from these diet culture-y messages, marketing. We are saying goodbye to bounce back culture when we are going to be working with pregnant and postpartum folks. So PFSA is for you if you are a personal trainer, kinesiologist, if you work in group fitness, if you're a clinician, physical therapist, pelvic physio, chiropractic massage, or you're a birth worker, perhaps you're a midwife or a doula. And just know that you do not need to have any prerequisites to enroll in PFSA. We welcome in aspiring coaches and clinicians all the time. So PFSA really is the ultimate education in perinatal fitness and pelvic health coaching. We can't wait to welcome you in. So until Thursday, April 25th, when you register, you will take a $500 discount on your enrollment. And again, join me in a live bonus coaching week happening once the cart is closed. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of To Birth and Beyond. It's Jessie Mundell, and today I'm so excited to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Kelly, who is the owner of Full Body Fitness, which is a non-diet and body-inclusive personal training and fitness coaching business out of the Seattle area. And Kelly works with anyone in the stages of pregnancy, postpartum, all the way through perimenopause and midlife. And I'm just delighted to have had the chance to be connected with you, Kelly, and then also see your business grow over the last few months. And I can't wait to tell everyone else about this process that you've been working on too. So thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Okay. So we got connected in the fall of 2023, which is not that long ago at all, like 6 months at the time we're recording this. And it just feels like you have kind of been on this rocket ship ride since then of really starting to craft this new fitness coaching business and in such a beautiful, powerful way of building a business that is so rooted in your values, in fitness, about bodies, the way you carry yourself through life as well too. So give us a little bit of a backstory. How did this business even come to be?
Yeah, so I think that's such a good question. And I feel like it's like evolving too, like how this business is forming is like by the day is like, ooh, this is how this is coming together. So I think it kind of started. So I was working in a nonprofit for a really long time and ended up deciding to leave for a lot of life circumstances, different life circumstances. And I've been at home with my kids for the last 6 years. And also we were, you know, in a pandemic. So that was also no small thing we were doing. But really looking at like, you know, why I left that job and like, what was the state of my own like nervous system and body and mental health? Like why, like I burned out of that work. Like I really took a look at like why that was happening. And then over like that time I've been home, like what I really prioritized in terms of, you know, keeping myself afloat while I was like all of a sudden at home with two kids and full time and in a pandemic, like what was the thing I needed to do every day so that I could like be present and like, you know, kind of regulated like to parent through that time. It was like working out, and it turned into like, I've kind of always been active or like always had that connection to like, I always needed something in my life movement related. But I think like being a parent and going through the pandemic, like really changed in a in a more dramatic way, like my need to like really take care of myself, because there's just, when you're parenting, there's no like, there's nobody else coming really for your kids. Like we, you know, there's nobody else that's like gonna be responsible for them. And that feels like I take their responsibility seriously, but it also means I had to look at my self-care in a really different way. And so like over this, you know, time period of really like been parenting two kids, like it's like, what is the thing I can do for myself? And I also like sort of hit limits with what I could do in my own body because I had some injuries. I did not have any exercise. Like I did some yoga through my pregnancies, but I had never seen pregnant women lift weights. Like I didn't even know you could do that. Like I didn't understand, like I didn't know pelvic floor physical therapy existed until after my second kid was born. And so I didn't really have, you know, access to the skills and tools that we do now, that I do now, to really care for myself during my pregnancies, care for my body during my pregnancies. And so as I kind of tried to find some, you know, health and healing for my injuries and like, why am I leaking? Like, why are all these things happening in my body now? I started working with a physical therapist who is specifically focused on pelvic floor. And I think also just really passionate about, she was really passionate about size inclusivity as well. And also just helping women and, you know, parents and moms stay active during their pregnancies. And so she and I developed a relationship. And as I really started to like clarify for myself, like, what do I want to spend my time doing? Like, I kind of have this next phase of my life. Like, what do I want to do? And it just sort of like really, you know, evolved into this, like, oh my gosh, I can help. This is a gift to pregnant people to like help them feel relief in their bodies while they're growing a human. Like your body changes so much. There's so much that goes on. I was like, I wish I had this. My pregnancies would have felt different. I can help other birthing people do this.
Yes. So
kind of the start of it.
Yes. Okay. And when you say, when you're asking yourself, what do I want to do? You're 45 now and your kids are getting a little bit older and you've left the nonprofit world. And when you see the next like 10, 20 years in your career working now in fitness, at least for now, you know, who knows where it could evolve to over time too. But what is that mission for you?
Yeah. I love that question. I feel like, so if I think about all my time moving and in like in fitness, whatever, like we say, you know, however we define that, it feels different for different people. But, you know, I really think like feeling centered and connected in my body has really been a key to my own mental health and to my own ability to kind of like be in the world in like a balanced way. Like, I don't know, I'm a pretty emotional person. And so getting that exertion really helps me feel like centered and calm and clear. It's like, I need coffee and I need exercise. Like, those are the things I need every day, at least, you know, to kind of feel like I'm, you know, standing up straight. And I think like, for me in my pregnancies, I felt a lot disconnected sometimes because I wasn't able to move. I had some pelvic pain and I stopped exercise. And so helping people, like when your body starts changing because of a pregnancy, it can be like, well, I don't want to exercise, or I don't know how to do this in a way that feels good. Like, I had pubic symphysis pain. Walking did not feel good. There are other things I now know I could have done that would have helped me get that feeling back. But I didn't know what to do. And I would say even postpartum, like, I didn't go back to exercise like sick until 6 months. I mean, I was like in pain, creaking, like my joints hurt, like everything. I was just in pain. And going back 6 months was like really, really hard because I had done nothing. And so there's just so much we can do around that time. Like, so helping people have the information and knowledge, and then also people who don't know what to do or need more help, like walking them through the process of how they can get that feeling in their body. And I think especially as you like really move into parenthood, like kids need a lot, and then it can just feel like a lot. So like, how do you kind of help someone, even if it's 20 minutes, 10 minutes, like have that feeling of centered groundedness? I think like, and then I just like knowing how the body moves, like knowing, I mean, for me, like having chronic pain, like movement helps that so much. Like, and even the people that I'm working with now, like small doses of mobility, small doses of movement, they're walking like, oh, I'm not having much pain this week. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, you're in your third trimester. That's great. You know, like your low back pain is changing. So I think there's just so much we can do. And I feel like really passionate about helping people find that space for themselves and then like alleviating those symptoms from those changes in a pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then 10 years from now, I mean, I just think, I mean, I could go on, like just helping people like understand, you know, that change in their body over time too, like even into perimenopause or menopause, like so much of what I learned through your certifications, I'm like, oh, this like really applies to like my life phase now. Like these are things that we can do. So we can talk more about that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, just like we align so perfectly in our missions about how we want to work with women, pregnant, postpartum people. And yeah, I just really, and I know you do too, we look at exercise as a tool to helping people feel not only better in their bodies, but also just in their lives too. Like you said, caffeine and exercise to help you feel like, I can get through this today. Your kids are on spring break right now. You know you're going into a day where the emotional energy output is going to be high. So like, how can you take care of yourself in a way that you're not just only trying to survive your life every day? Because we know for moms, that can be what it feels like on a day-to-day basis. But let's not live that slog if we are able to access other ways of being. Let's not live that slog for like years and years and years if we don't have to.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Okay, so how then did you actually come into starting to get some training and education around fitness? Because you came into our prenatal and postnatal fitness specialist academy certifications in October 2023. And I know you were already starting to do some other education at that point, but then you wanted more specific perinatal and pelvic health training from there.
Yeah. I feel like, so kind of speaking to the, like the 6 month period we've known each other, I feel like it's been like, I don't know. I don't even know how to speak to that time, because I feel like it has changed so much. Like I bought like a basic, you know, personal trainer certification in September. And then I heard you on a podcast and that I listened to, and I was like, who is this person? Like, just the way I was like, this person, I need more of this is kind of where I was. So then I started like following you on Instagram and like listening more. And I was kind of debating between like which certifications to do. Like, so I was looking at another one, and then like you kind of came on my radar, and then there was just something about the way you were talking about the experiences, especially postpartum, like bounce back culture. Like, you were just like, this isn't helpful. And I was like, that's kind of exactly, yeah, right? This isn't helpful. Like, you weren't like spreading this harsh judgment. You were just like, there's a better way. There's a different way that we can think about this period of time for people. And so I was like, okay, I think this is the certification I want to do. Like, I listened to some podcasts that you had done, and I was just like, this feels really grounded in care for people and for birthing people, I guess, is maybe kind of the thing that ultimately attracted to me, you know, me to these certifications and like what you're the work you're doing. And then I think you had like a office hour thing, and I was like, okay, sell me on this. You know, I was like, what am I, you know, and the things you had said, and some of the things you put out via email too, were like, it made me feel like I could implement this program in my community. I could do this. Like, you had such good ideas for business implementation, like how to use the learning to like really help people. And so we chatted, and I was like, yeah. And I told you about my ideas, and I had like so excited, all these ideas. And you were like, you know, I just felt like you were, you know, such a cheerleader for these ideas. You were like, yeah, these are great ideas. And I blew through the certifications. Like, I thought they were so fantastic. And I would say, you know, comparing them to other certifications I was doing at the time, like the sessions that you had put together were so grounded in helping me become a trainer, a coach who like really, who's really like surrounding people in care, like who really felt like practical tools. Like, of course there was evidence, of course there was the research, of course the experts were talking about what we know about perinatal fitness now, but it was also like, this is how you implement this in a way that makes sense. This is how you talk to people about these things. Like, this is how you really think about size inclusivity in your work. Like, this is how you think about all of these social factors and like how people will be coming to you and what they might be looking for and like what you can offer, you know, as a kind of result of this culture that we're in. Like, how do we kind of start to bend the way we're thinking about this period of time for people, so it's not just like, yeah, we're going to focus on like measuring and doing all these things that some people just like don't even want. Like, people just want to feel good. Or even if they are coming to you with aesthetic goals, it's like, okay, fine. But like, how do we kind of make this space more expansive? So it's about what we're talking about, much more about like finding a time and a place for you to really like show up for yourself and prioritize yourself for this like period of time, because you're going to walk out into your day and like do all these other hard things. So I just love that. It really challenged a lot of societal norms. And I think in terms of what fit, how fitness is sort of, you know, how fitness kind of plays out in our larger culture. And I just thought like, yeah, if I'm going to be a leader in this space, it's one thing to like think about my own journey and like, what am I doing, and how am I, you know, thinking about myself in this space. It's another to own a business and to be a leader in this community and say, or in this industry, and say like, okay, this is what I think are the things we should do collectively to be healthy, or to be, you know, to exercise our bodies. Like, it felt like I'm going to take a shift, and like being a leader called me to a different thing. And then the business just grew into something much more. It was like, oh, I'm going to kind of explore my own interests through this work. And then it just became like something much bigger than myself, which is when you know you have a good business idea. Because then you're like, oh, other people are going to feel called to this mission. Like, if I really see this through, other people are going to feel called to this mission. And that's when it really like took off for me. I was like, oh wow, okay, this is like, and then I got real scared. I'm like, oh, that's a business. Like, that's a business idea. What am I doing now? So, but yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. And feeling that pull to something bigger is really when it took off. I mean, I was like excited before, but it felt like, okay, this is a space I can like build for people in a different way.
Yes, I totally have goosebumps just hearing you talk through this. And I remember we got on that one-to-one call, and you were telling me about all your ideas and talking about things like this and how passionate you were and are about impacting people in this really positive way. And I was like, hell yeah, I believe in you and I believe in this so fully. And I think when we got off that call, you were like, not 100% sure. I'm going to think about it. Maybe I'll wait till the next class in spring 2024.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, go think about it. But after we hung up, I was like, I can like
yeah.
feel that fire in her. I know she's in and she's
coming
going
back.
to build this thing. Yes. And like 6 months later, and here you are. Like, what? How? Wild.
Seriously. What? How? Because I wasn't even thinking about doing like the certifications are going up now, right? I was like, oh yeah, I could do it in April. And so I was like, well, I kind of want to do a little before that. But, and it just kind of changed my whole business trajectory. Like, I'm opening for clients sooner than I thought I was because I just got going. And then I'm like, cool, well, let's just go. And now I'm like, okay, I just did that to myself. Cool, it's fine. Could have slowed down, but why?
Oh my gosh, it's so, so fun to watch. The other thing that I relate to so deeply, what you said was like you've stepped into a role as a leader. And I think that's so, so important for people to hear. Coaches, clinicians listening in, people are paying us hard-earned money to come seek out our services. They are putting so much trust into us. And I think about that all the time in my business. Am I delivering? Am I working in an evidence-based way? Am I not causing unnecessary, undue harm to these people, especially folks that we're working with in such vulnerable times of perinatal, parenthood, perimenopause? I mean, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think like, I think it's like people are paying for your service, but they also trust that you've done the thinking and the work to advise them. And I think especially when it comes to body, like I think even in some of my marketing materials and things I'm writing to people about my own business, it's like, I get it's a big responsibility to trust somebody with your body, because we get so many messages. Everybody does. We get so many messages about aesthetics and how we're supposed to look. And even in my own journey, like I see a massage therapist who's size inclusive. And like, I remember reading their website and being like, oh, cool. Like that's a cool space. Like if that's good for all bodies, it's good for me. And I didn't really think twice about it. And now I look at that webpage and I feel like this is such a powerful thing to say. And I think like really holding a space for people in whatever phase of life that they're in, whether you like exercise or not, like whether you want to change your body or not, it's like, can we just think about, can we just come back to that feeling centered in yourself? Because that changes your experience with your body. And I personally happen to love strength training for a million reasons. But to me, strength training is the thing that gives me like the most power and agency in my body. Like I do other things, but strength training helps me be strong. And confronting that as a female, it kind of like lights my fire a little bit more. I'm like, I'm not supposed to have big muscles. I'm not supposed to be trying to change my body in this way. And like, when it comes to, you know, choosing eating or building muscle, I'm like, well, I just have to keep choosing building muscle because I really, really like it. And like, once I think you really get the patterns down, the movement patterns down, and feel confident in that modality, it's like, there's just no end to what you can do. There's just like my carrying my kids. I mean, just so much shoulder slumping and hunching over when they're little is like so painful. And now I just like, I can hold them, like both of them together without slouching. Like, it's like the best, like there's just no end to that feeling of, I did that today. Like I challenged I built my resilience today in a way that's like, feels a little counter to what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know if that's like, I don't know how other people feel about that, but like that to me is why I've stuck with it. Cause I don't think strength training is super easy. Like there's a lot of some skill behind it. There's some things to know. Like it's safe and accessible, but it's like sometimes it can be a little tricky. And so, yeah, I just love that feeling of like being stronger and like helping people access that feeling. I had heard someone tell me the other day, I want to convince everyone to love exercise as much as I do. And I was like, oh my gosh, same. Like that's me too. Me too. So
Yes.
yeah, but people, I think as a leader, people are trusting that you've done the work to think through like your advice.
Yeah, totally. And just so much responsibility with not leading people down the wrong path of bullshit health and fitness advice that they are being inundated with on the internet and social media. I just, whenever I step outside of our like little bubble of colleagues that I trust so deeply and I know are so well read and researched, I step one foot outside that and I'm like, wow, people are getting such trash guidance still. It's very scary.
Yeah, I think there's so much information that's like, okay, this is like in the category of just like not true. Like,
Yeah.
this is just not true. This is not based in science evidence at all. Then there's a category that's like, this is trying to like the results that you're getting promised are not like you can't promise that result as a professional.
Yes.
And there's other advice that's like, we want to help you feel good. And that a lot of times gets lost because it easily gets co-opted into the other two. And so it's like, I think it's really hard. When I was crafting my messaging for my business, it was like, how do I sound authentic in this and not sound like cheesy or like I'm overselling? Like it's taking a lot of energy, mental energy, to really think about, yeah, how you craft those messages in a way that is authentic, that feels like I'm really inviting you to a positive experience, even though I'm surrounded by all these messages that are trying to convince you you're not good enough. And that's why you need to engage in this. And I'm trying to convince you you're good enough. Well, so why would you come see me? Like, you know, like it's just like really calls the professional and calls us to think about, well, what are the benefits of exercise? Do people want me to list data points? No. Like, what is it about exercise then that's good? Like it really calls you to a more frankly honest space in an industry and in a culture just generally that's like kind of always trying to convince us we need to buy something to feel better. But I'm like, exercise really does. It's like one thing really that really does make you feel better. So I think, yeah, it's really hard to kind of find, you know, your way like through that kind of muck sometimes of do this and you'll get this body or whatever it is. It's yeah, tricky.
Completely. Okay, talk to us about coming into the prenatal and postnatal fitness specialist academy and the visions that you might have had or the ideas that you had for your coaching or your business before coming into the certification, and then as you were coming out, had anything changed for you?
For sure. So I think so. I bought my certifications in September, like for my personal training certification. And I think at that time I was still in the like, I mean, I write in one of my emails to my, as I launched my business, I'm really talk about like how I've spent a lot of time trying to control my body with food and exercise and like trying to reach this aesthetic goal. And at different points in my life, you know, and how I just kind of got exhausted by that. Like, but there was also like the real issue of like, once I had two kids, especially, I was like, okay, wait, I'm living off of cheese and crackers. And like, I can't actually get through my workout that I want to do. Like there were some like real issues of like food is essential. And like, I'm still trying to like lose the baby weight, but like it's compromising my ability to live well. And so it's still in moving through all of that. And like I can help people, you know, find that balance in their life with like how to eat with kids, how to feed yourself for your workouts. So I, but it still had that like holdover idea of like you can have control of your body. Like you get to. You can. You just have to learn the different components, you know, and not like I ever thought holding up my body was like the answer. No, but it was like Yeah, like people want to be in control. People want to feel like they have control of this. As I started my CPT and seeing some of the things in there, I was like, ick, like I don't want to implement some of these things in my business. I would never measure people as a practice. Like that just isn't something I would do. So that kind of was like ding. And so, but I still was like, I can do this in a way that's inclusive and ethical. And I think like through your certifications and hearing you, and then also just kind of moving more into the fitness space, like absorbing other stories and people in my life, realizing how many people have just really had not healthy relationship with food. Like people, we've just been told our whole lives to starve ourselves. And that has created an emotional reaction and values around food that I pretty immediately was like, I am not qualified to move people through that process. Like, I'm just not. That's not. And I even signed up for a nutritionist to just like do my own work. Like, okay, what are like, I've read all this stuff and it is all contradictory. And like, I'm the kind of person who like goes and reads the study, you know, like, well, what does carbohydrates actually do when you exercise? Like, are carbohydrates really bad for you? Like, I was going and reading all that stuff and I was like, the science is inconclusive and these messages don't make any sense. And so I signed up to work with a nutritionist and I'm like, help me work this out for myself. Like, how do I feed myself? Like, this, why is this so confusing? And the thing is that it's not really not that hard to actually feed ourselves, but the messages make it like impossible to really understand like what the practical things are. But they're documented. And now that I know of like from a professional like walk through so it really was like, I am not qualified. Like this isn't just like a knowledge issue. This isn't just like, let's think about your own individual plan issue. This is like a larger diet culture issue. That as a fitness professional, as a person who cares about like, you know, your body's working in a way that helps you every day, I'm not qualified to address. And then I just quickly moved into, oh, like, what does it mean to even ask people to be involved in that conversation who have had eating disorders, who have had disordered relationships with food? I was like, I cannot be the trigger to send someone in. Like, you're just really learning the impact that diet culture has had on people. And how it like really causes us to think about like we can't even get to like what are the effects that food has on our bodies. It's just really so much more about how do we gain this aesthetic value. Or it's just like it's shocking when you really step back and like try to reflect on it. I was just like, whoa, that is so much bigger. As a fitness person, I'm not qualified to go down that road, and I don't want to be responsible for sending some. And I don't know, it like really spoke clear to me to the point where I was like, I feel like I need to name this in my business, which feels really intimidating because so many people go to a trainer to seek body composition change. And I'm just like saying, well, you might get that if you build some muscle, you're gonna get that. But like, if we're only focused on that as a goal, it's gonna like diminish the beautiful process we're in of feeling stronger. Like if that's constantly what you're focused on, it changes how you feel about the process. When you don't reach that goal, you don't notice the 1 pound of muscle you just built. And like, let's talk about the benefit of that, you know? So I just was like, I don't want to be in that conversation. I just don't. And so it has. I'm like, well, how do I frame my business though? Like what are people coming for? It's just, so yeah, it feels kind of bold to then step out and say, like, I'm not focusing on that. Like, what are we going to focus on?
Yes, just so much thinking, which I respect so much, and how you're building this thing. I just really want to highlight what you said, that we can't even get to the point of talking about the impacts that food have on our bodies from a literal health perspective because we're so fucked up by all the messages we've had about food and body.
It's
Yes,
shocking.
exactly that.
It's shocking. It's just
And
like
so
really,
sad.
it is. It's like deeply sad. I mean, I think there's just a moment where you're like, and going back to, I think that theme we talked about earlier about what does it mean to be a leader in fitness? I think that's part of it is like, you were doing that thinking. Like your messages in the beginning, like maybe didn't make a 100% sense. But now I'm like, oh yes, like that. Like, I don't know. I think just like once my brain gets on like a critical analysis of something, it like doesn't go back. And now I like can't see the world differently. And so it's just, yeah, I think it's really important that we like kind of try to stay in that space a little bit. It's uncomfortable. It's even uncomfortable for me to say, I've done this with my body. I've tried to control it. And like, that's uncomfortable to say because people have like applauded me for that sometimes, you know, like, oh, you look so great. And it's like, you know, it's like easy. It's easy to think that like that was because of my effort.
Yes,
It's
totally.
just something altogether. Like our bodies do what our bodies do.
Yeah,
And it's hard to
completely.
sit with that sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's so important for us to recognize, especially people who are in, you know, smaller, leaner, medium-sized, mid-sized bodies and are fitness professionals, just to really own and be super clear that bodies often are going to do what bodies are going to do based upon genetics over so much. Yes, of course, lifestyle factors are going to impact how our bodies, you know, are composed, but genetics is going to be the thing that is taking the lead over that. And most people in fitness are not ready to say that.
And you know, and it's, I think it's too bad. I agree with you. And I think it's too bad because, like, who's being kept out of fitness as a result of that idea? Like, who's being kept out? Who doesn't feel like they can go to a gym because they're not going to be seen in a certain, you know, like, how are they going to be seen? Like, I think it's like, that's a really important to me. Like, coming from nonprofit, I think too, like, that has really influenced how I see my business. It's like, inclusivity is really important because everybody deserves access to the things they want to live a healthy life. And like people should not be excluded from exercise because they don't have the body that fits inside fitness culture. Like that should not be a thing.
Yeah. Which is why I'm so excited for you to be in gyms, especially working in your area, particularly also like an interesting point in Seattle in that region. But for people to be exposed to this different way of thinking about exercise and bodies, it's going to be so powerful for the clients you get to work with, and then also for the trainers who get to work with you and be influenced by you as well. So hell yeah, congratulations. Way to go. I'm so excited for it. And I would just love if you would just give everybody kind of the rundown on how you will be working with people, where you will be working with people.
Yeah, so I'm really just getting started. I'm really excited. I found a place in Seattle called Train Seattle, which is in Belltown. And it is a private gym. So people can go with their personal trainers. I bring my clients there and we work out there. And so far, like I haven't started there yet. I'm still building my wait list. I'm gonna go be there in a couple weeks. So I'm really excited. I think like the owners of that gym, like we are very aligned in our values. And so I'm really excited to have found a space that, you know, feels inclusive for people and that, you know, this idea people can have all kinds of different goals and like be at that gym. It does feel different though than like a more public gym, I would say. Like there it's being in public gyms, I think is like it, I think it'll be a great space for people who don't necessarily feel comfortable in a public gym to kind of like get started or to kind of come back to fitness. And then I am also going to be starting group classes in a couple of months in Columbia City, which is a neighborhood by where I live. And then I'm hoping eventually to do some more online. I'm opening like one virtual slot in the next couple of weeks. So I'm hoping to have like more virtual presence as I kind of get going. But as you know, building a business is a lot. Even if you have big ambitions, it's like I'm trying to start small and just start to kind of take on paid clients and then start to really build it from there. But I'm really excited to be in person with people at first, especially. I think kind of coming out of COVID here is like I stopped going to my gym. You know, I'm excited to kind of like be in a fitness space with people again because that's felt like just kind of doing things at my house and I haven't been back to the gym. And so I'm excited to engage with people and to help people really like find a fitness journey that like works for them.
Yes. If you can find an in-person space like that where the energy is good, it's so fun. So that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I think that's like a hard part about gyms too, is like, even if you're with a personal trainer, it can feel really intimidating. So I'm excited to have found a space that feels like this is open to everyone, even though you can only come with me.
Yes. Okay.
It's an incentive.
Exactly. You want one of those spots with Kelly, telling you, you do.
Yes.
Okay. Just shout it out, your website and where people can find you on the internet.
That's fullbodyfitnessllc.com. And it's the same handle for Instagram, which I'm just getting my Instagram going, but my website is up and running and I'm really excited about it. So thank you so much for this. I love this conversation so much.
I know, we could talk about this stuff for hours. I can't wait to see you in Toronto in a month so we can just talk about this stuff on air. Okay, friends, we will link to Kelly's website and Instagram in the show notes of this episode. If you want to reach out to Kelly directly, make sure you do via her website. Super limited training spots available, and you'd be so lucky to get one. Thanks, Kelly. Love talking to you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.